Mishnah is referring to on Friday. The garf a katan in ilolo. If it's covered, then okay. When it's not covered, it's not okay. Even if it is more than machab and desoy, the kol skein lahavzir has to be covered. This is the Gemara's question, which was never finally resolved. Let's review again. Hananya maintains, if something is machab ben husoy, then you may put it on an open fire on Friday. And the Rabbanan, who argue with Hananya, say no. Even if it's machab ben husoy, it may not be placed on an open fire before Shabbos. Clear? Huh? Clear. It's machlokas Hananya and the Rabbanan. The Mechaba does not resolve it. He quotes both opinions. The Ramah does resolve it. Ramah says that we are Ashkenazim, we like to eat on Shabbos, and we therefore follow the lenient view. This can be found in a number of places right in front of you. On page 2, the top Tosis, should the Kaimel and Kachananya Kemosha Nefarish, therefore we'll try to figure the Gemara like him. That's on page 2. On page 3, Rashi tells us Va'anan, towards the bottom, the machine in the Kedera Gabe Kedkira Shenagrufa Adachananya Samchina. So we have it in Tosfos, we have it in Rashi, we have the Rosh, he gives a very interesting sociological reason why the Minig has become to follow the opinion of Chananya. That's the Rosh at the very end of Siman Aleph, I believe it is. Where is it? Oh, we're missing a page here. Okay, so it's, I don't think it's here. But the Rosh says that our minig is because we... Oh, no, it is here a little bit. Page Chav Ches, the top line. Page 11. Uvishvil sharabu deos v'hai piskav yisrael adukin b'mitzvahs oneg Shabbos v'lo yishmu l'achmir. Wow. I'm not a makel in Hilchus Shehiyah. I'm a machmir in Hilchus oneg Shabbos. Paraphrase of Chaim. And the Berlocha is a little bit down on this, because it sounds like it's only compromise you. But later Paskim will say, no, well, we follow Chachmei Ashkenaz. The Rosh is the one who's a little bit tepid about it. But Rashi and Tosfos and others say, no, Paskim Chananya, and finished, end of story. But Noah Gelocha Kesvar Rishona, as the Kesvar Achrona, as the Ramah puts it, is an absolute minig, and there's no need to be Machmir, according to the most recent post, because it's only to be machmir as the Bialocha has suggested. We pass the Chananya. Fine. This is as far as Shehiyah. So therefore, for this reason, you can put any food which is more than half cooked on an open fire before Shabbos begins. Does anybody do that in this room? Anybody here following Chananya? If you're a Sephardi, you may have a little bit problem because he has two opinions, and usually you follow the first one. The Rabbi Avadya says, believe it or not, that here the Sfarim should follow the second opinion. But it's only a Yesh Omer. Look it up in Yalka Joseph, you'll see. But anybody? Yes?
If you leave food straight in the oven, if you use a crock pot.
There you go. Crock pot. The oven. In case of the oven, is probably going to be totally cooked, totally, even overcooked by the time you get to Shabbos. But a crock pot, which is also called a slow cooker, right? Then, by definition, a slow cooker is cooking slowly. But when Shabbos rolls around, it is presumably mevushel kamachal ben dusoi, but not all that much more. As a matter of fact, if you reject Chananya and require more than machal ben dusoi, what do you require? Two opinions. Some say you require mevushel kol tzarko. Shulchan Aruch says, based on the Rif and the Rambam, you require mevusha kol tzarko mitzamek ve'rala. Whoa! So that's a very high level, which we don't. Our children doesn't achieve that before Shabbos. I hope not. Then it would be really bad by the time Shabbos rolled around, and you have your children on Shabbos for lunch. So therefore, we're all doing it. We're all following Chananya, whether you know it, Yodin or below Yodin. We're following Chananya if we put our children in a typical crock pot, a slow cooker, without a blech. That's the word black later. Then we are in effect following the opinion of Chananya. Okay. Now, why is it prohibited to leave something on a flame before Shabbos? That's before Shabbos. I'm allowed to do any melacha I want. It's only Friday. What? It's only Friday, so what could be wrong? If you look at Rashi in the Mishnah, he says in a different context somewhat, Shema yachata b'gacholim, lest you stoke the coals. This is the reason for the prohibition of Shehiyah. And if you look in the Ran explains clearly this is the case. The beginning of the third parak. The Ran says, "Nos no le'atavshil, v'lo chashinen shem yichata b'gacholim, because kashin gavav av no gacholim." So obviously, if there are gacholim, he explains, and the first, the last narrow line on the right column, the tam parishes b'perikadeli al mamadal shem yichata b'gacholim. That's the reason. Shem yichata b'gacholim. So what do you do to overcome this problem? You have to overcome the problem. That's again. According to Chananya, it's a problem before Machal Ben Dusoy. According to Rabbanu, it's a problem after Machal Ben Dusoy. The same problem with Shem Yichah. How do you overcome it? So the Mishnah told us how to overcome it. Achi Yigrov, or Achi Yitain Esa Efer. So you pull away the coals, so it doesn't be Mechate. Or you rather cover it. How will covering help? How does covering help? It obviously has to help somewhere or other. How does covering help? The answer is, take a look on the Ran on the next page, page 19. The Ran says, Hekera Bekulu. It's a heker. The way it works, if you cover it, it's considered to be a heker. Some kind of thing, a reminder. That you shouldn't make a mistake, Chas V'Shalom, Mechata D'Gacholim on Shabbat. Is it clear? This is accepted by everybody as a reason. There's a little Rashi with Hatmana, but that's Das Yochid. We assume it's Issa Shehiyah, Shema Yechata D'Gacholim on Shabbat. Good? The Issa of Hachzor. What is Hachzor? If you take something off the fire, you cannot put it back on the fire on Shabbos. Now, clearly, we're referring to something where there's no Yisra Bishl. Has to be at least Mevushal Kamach Ben Dusoy, according to the Rambam, has to be Mevushal Kol Tzorko. And you're putting it back on the fire. Or I can think of two reasons why this might be prohibited. You look back on the Rashi, page 1. Rashi throws in Shem Yechata B'Gacholim in one particular context. Then he throws in something else. Rashi says, what? Mirzikim Mevashim. End of the Mishnah. Lamachzin the Mirzikim Mevashim. So the two reasons why we can ask her Hachzara on Shabbos, either because it's Shem Yechata B'Gacholim, and because it was off the fire, we're going to be Choshesh, even though Rabosai, it's beyond Ben Dusoy, it's beyond Kol Tzorko, probably even beyond the Sanik Varalo, would be also Shem Yechata B'Gacholim. Reason number one. Reason number two is Nirikim Mevashim. So Rashi throws both reasons in here, in the middle. All thrown in the middle. So it seems to be a machlokus in the Rishonim. I don't have time to read you all the Makaras, the Rabbi Natan, and the Balamor, and others say the reason for Achzor and open fire is Shem Yechata B'Gacholim. It's also want to skip right to the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah quotes this. It's easy just to save time to see it in the secondary sources. The Mishnah Berurah in Simon Reish Nun Gimel, which is our Simon for the next few weeks. Reish Nun Gimel says in Sifkotin in the Sharatzion, Sifkotin Lamed Zion. So Mishnah Berurah and last line of Lamed Zion says, "Lachzira b'Shabbes to Mirzik and Mevashalim Ena Grufa." It looks like cooking if it's not pulled away or covered. Sharatzion, Lamed Zion says for Yosher, no. What do you favor? Chashin and Shem Yechata b'Chazarosa. So Machlokas Gedolia Rishonim, what the Yisr is. Rabbi Natan says Hashem Yechata b'Gacholim. However, the Ran disagrees. The Ran says, let's take a look quickly, very important Ran. The Ran is right over here, page Mem Vav in this edition, page 21, line 4. Yibor lo ha'ilo yitmo yavziru. Shem Shemarzi b'Shabbes Nirik and Mevashel. Get to Rebbeinu Tam. Im Eino Ketuma. Very critical Ran over here. The Ran is saying that covering a fire will prevent the Nirik and Mevashel problem. The Maram on that Rashi in the Mishnah said it can't be. Can't be that covering a fire is going to stop Nirik and Mevashel. It can only stop Shem Yechata. You're not going to stoke the coals. There's a blech in your way. But the Maram is incorrect. Because the Ran says clearly that even if it's a problem of nirikim avashel, covering the fire, will in fact be effective. Shine. That's all. Now, there are a number of nafkaminis between these two gedolei olam as to what the reason for Shem, for achzara is. One possible nafkamina is how far does the prohibition extend? So without giving every last detail here on page 21, the Ran says in column 2, it says Visu. So the Ran says, the Lek of the Mema, line Visu, the sixth line. Don't think the Lahav Zakshana Grufa Yehe Mutter, line is with Mutter. I feel him as time for Allo. You might think it's Mutter. No, you're wrong, it's Asa. The Ran says that even if it's Mustafa Viralo, it's Asa. Of course, the Ran Lashitaso is Nirikim Avashal. What's the difference? It's Mustafa Viralo, Mustafa Viyofalo, it's anyway fully cooked. It's a Nirikim Avashal. Not going to help at all the fact that it's Mustafa Viralo. However, that's the Ran Lashitaso, it's Nirikim Avashal. One could have imagined if the reason for the prohibition is what? Is Shem Yechata Begacholim. Perhaps once it reaches such a high level of Mustafa Viralo, you're not going to stoke the coals, you're going to ruin the food. So somebody could have held against Iran and then more make, could have. By contrast, there's a heter which is called, again in Iran, called Kedera al-Gabi Kedera. Famous heter. Kedera al-Gabi Kedera is found on page 26. Column 1, last full paragraph on the Chayim. The Chayim Nami Mutta Losis al-Pi Kedera Schamen v'Shabas Tavshul Shen Itzbashul Meir of Shabbos called Tzokak on Panadish Balaz. The famous head of Kedera Gabe Kedera. So why? Ain derech bishul. The Ran Lashitaso. At the use of Achzara is what? Is, come on, Nirikim Avashel. So it's Nirikim Avashel. So then, it's not going to be a problem over here with not Nirikim Avashel. It's not derech bishul bekach. However, if one would hold that the issue with Shem Yechata Begacholim, then potentially you could be machmer more than the Ran. So you can be making them a machmer theoretically more than the Ran if you're going with the svara of Shem Yechata Begacholim. In theory, have a chance we'll get to it one day. But now comes a very important nafkamina, which is the first Tosus here on page 1, who base Hillel Omim Af Machzimim, a Chiddush Nifla Venara here in Tosus, where Tosus suggests an amazing Chiddush based on the text. Quote to Gemara Namad Ches, Machzimim Afilu B'Shabbos. We not feel the, what does that feel of a Shabbos? Of course Shabbos. What else does it mean? So the third line, Machzirin, I feel the Shabbos. Mashmah de'ikah plukta avi b'chol. The machlokas avi is b'chol. How can you call that Achzara b'chol? We call that Shehiyah. Why do you call that Achzara b'chol? So this is skip and save some time. Odo Meri, just before the bracket, Odo Meri, the matzino l'mema de'ber of Shabbos, nami osa l'achzir, I feel the roseach b'shah, shim hayakar, line touch the word kar, by the close brackets. So the chiddush nifla v'noira. The last slice of Friday is treated like Shabbos for the perspective that it's awesome to put something there on an open fire. Even though you can do it on Friday, it's called Shehiyah. The last few minutes is called Achzara. Where's the cutoff point? So close to Shabbos that if you had something cold, you wouldn't be able to eat up in time before the sun sets. Okay, with me so far? Abbas, with me so far? What do you say about this chumrah of Tosfos? Does it make sense that the Svara is Nirikim Avashel or the Svara is Shem Yechata Begacholim? What do you say about it? Yes or no? Anyone have an idea? Would you say the Yisra of Achzor extends to Friday if it's A, Shem Yechata, if it's B, Nirikim Avashel? Come on, someone raise their hand. What'd you say? Yes, the Nirikim Avashel? Impossible, you're allowed to cook on Friday. So here it is. So Tosfos says over here, it is Shema Yechata Begacholim, obviously, otherwise we wouldn't have asked it on Friday. As a matter of fact, this is the Shita of Tosus throughout. We'll get to it later. The Ran, how should I say it, ridicules the Shita. Doesn't just say it's wrong. He basically ridicules it. Says this is a total impossibility to imagine this. It's unbelievable. Says there's no way it could be us on Friday. That's the Ran that could be found over here. Page. Here we are. page 20 in the Ran. He's turned page 20. It's called Mem Hay over here. He quotes Tosis, where the bracket starts. Okay. Next paragraph. Kosovatosis. To me, the Beishame asks you, Kiagavna, feel the grufa. Nishma, the Beisilla, Beisha, ain't a grufa. The Kosh, who summoned Hashem, Kokach, Osir. Whoa! Quotes Tosis. Velo, Niralika! Tosis is wrong! Beishame has a special, unique sheet that you can't do things on Friday, which you're not going to finish on Shabbos. But according to Beis Hillel, column 2 on top, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Even Mishena Gufa Mibodjom, it's Shari. Why not? Pray tell. You worry about Ran Lashitaso. Nirikim Mavashal. Nirikim Mavashal. You're allowed to cook Mamash on Friday. Kavachom, you do Nirikim Mavashal on Friday. It's a big fight. Between the Gedoli Olam and this Nakuda. There are more. Has two opinions about this. Two opinions. And he is, he said, you know, let's take a look in the Ramah. It's in Reish Nun Gimel, Siv Beis. The Ramah's language is telling. Page 169, last two lines in the Ramah. Yesh omrim the kol shu samach l'chashecha o samach l'borchu. That comes from Mordechai. Shu kavol shabbos. It's so close that if it's cooled, you can't heat it up. Dino kimo b'shabbos atzma. Yesh mekilim b'zeh. V'aminik l'hokil v'tzachol l'achmim b'mokom shen tzorom kol kach. Back and forth. My view is, the Ramo holds Shem yechata b'gacholim. But even if it's Shem yechata b'gacholim, doesn't mean it has to be also on Friday. If it's Nirikim Bavashal, it has to be Mutter on Friday, B'Pshuta. But Shem Yechata B'Gachol, go either way. Shema vacillates over here. Fine. Let's go.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Shem Yechata is only
close to
Shabbos.
Close to
Shabbos.
No, that's Shehiya. Shehiya. So once we pass the Chananya, once it's Machab Ebdesoy, you can leave it an open fire. Right. Yes, sir.
So Tosfos would say that close to Shabbos, if I can put on something, I would not be able to put on something which would follow all the dinim of Shehiyah but not follow the dinim of Chazara.
According to Tosfos, you can't put up your chont in an open crock pot at the last minute. I mean, you know, whatever. I don't know. How, you tell me. How long does it take for food to get to be hot? Start off cold, get to be hot. Tell me, how long does it take? I want to give a guesstimate.
15
20 minutes?
Half an hour.
Half hour? Question, depends on this particular food? Or depends on food in general?
Depends on how much food you're making,
right.
The temperature you put it in
at. Right. So it could be it's very local, depends upon this food, in this pot with this flame, how long would it take for it to get hot? I can see it's going at least, yeah, I can see it from half an hour to an hour, it seems to me. Rabbi Saul, what do you think about this? Depends on the food. No, that's what I'm saying. So we should try to be machmir, not to put something on at the last minute. We should try our best. Okay? Now, the Rabosai. It's interesting. The Rosh has his own view on this matter, his own private view. Neither like Rashi, in effect, neither like Tosfos, nor like the Ram. It's Chazir again. According to the Ran, het the gomer on Friday. There's no Isser of Hachzara on an open fire on Friday because it's called Shehiyah. So again, according to whatever it is, it's either required of Machab and Dusoy, Fechananya, or called Tzok, according to the Rabbana, whatever it may be, Sanfirala, whatever it may be. No problem on Friday. It's no difference between 10 minutes before Shabbos and 10 hours before Shabbos. Same thing. And Tosfos says, no, 10 minutes before Shabbos, everything is prohibited. You know, because it's treated as the chumash of Hachzor, prohibited on an open fire no matter what. Why? The Pashup Tosfos. If we'll allow him to put it on the fire 10 minutes before Shabbos, he'll stoke the coals on Shabbos. That's the Pashup Shah. However, the Rosh differently. Rosh and page 11. So it's like this. It's the first wide line in column 2. But Yom Asa Lahachzer, Hacha Shenigma Bishula, Manicha Belmedes Akira, Adla Erev, Lahachzer Koma, Him the Tala Osman Akira, Asa Lachzira Atu Shabbos, Vakula Chadek Zeri, Bisharina Lahachzer Vod Yom, Osinami, not Lachatos and Shabbos, Lahachzer Meshach Hashem. I took a Xera Lixera? No. Kula Chadek Zeri. So the Rosh is an in between view. He says it's Osir on Friday, but not because of Shema Yechate, but because of Shema Yachzir B'Shabbos and Kula Choda Gzeru. It's a different idea than what we said in Tosis, Shema Yechat, you put on Friday, Shema Yechat on Shabbos. Fine. We'll leave it at this. There are a lot of intricacies over here. The Bach has a Pshat in the Rosh, the Beis Yosef has a Pshat, we're not going to go there right now. But that's sufficient to say there are three opinions. Now we turn to our attention to the most important part of the Shir, which is not Shehiyah, because Shehiyah is very easily solved for us Ashkenazim. Just make sure it's half cooked and that's all. Hafzara Rabosai. Take something off and put it on an open fire. Who cares? It's not relevant. We have a very simple antidote to that. We cover the fire. Everyone knows about a blech. So what's the halacha if you have a blech? Does that cure all the world's problems? Can there be any prohibition of putting something on a fire which is covered by a blech? Or maybe there's no problems. What do you say? From your knowledge, of a little knowledge of the halacha, so the Maamar Kamos, is there ever a problem when there's no bishul involved of putting something on a blech on Shabbos? Yes or no? Anybody? Is there ever a problem? What, do you have to show me? Show me the Gemara. So far, it should come out okay? So far. So the Gemara that we're talking about is a Gemara Naflam at Chesem at Beitz. That's what the Gemara says on page 4. But the Gemara says, 10th line, Lo shano ela b'sha'odan b'yodo, ha'v'inichan agave karka, osur, need oda b'yodo. That's the problem. Typical case, you have food left over from Friday and you put it into the refrigerator overnight, so it should be maintained, shouldn't spoil. May you put it back on the blech on Shabbos morning? The answer here is clearly no. It's not oda b'yodo. It was in the refrigerator all night. Black on white. What's the nature and the name even of this issa? To make up a new name for it. So Rashi gives us some help. And Rashi explains to us, you put it down, what's the problem? Because it's like starting from scratch. He uses the word the batlele x the esmol vavike x lechatchila. I use the word x because Rashi uses the word hatmana, and we don't like that. So the Mishnah Berurah changed it, of course, to shehiyah, right? The batlele shehiyah rishona, and that's lechatchila. So we call the way we call it usually is called hanocha. So the three yisurim: shehiyah, chazara, hanocha. What's hanocha mean? It's been put in the refrigerator, or on the floor, or on the table, or whatever it may be. Hanocha. Hanocha is usher even on a covered fire. We're talking about a covered fire, right? Kufa Ktuma. Hanocha is usher on a covered fire. Well, the obvious question, of course, becomes, why? Why, Rabbi say, why is hanocha usher on a covered fire? Why? It must be a reason. Nope, by a show of hands, give me a reason. So what's the suggestion? Why? Huh?
Mexican
Vasha. Mexican Vasha is one reason. Is there another one, maybe? Yeah?
Could be Bishul Mamash.
No.
If it goes back down to Yatsuba.
Talking about a dry food, fully cooked, no Bishul Mamash. So we have Mexican Vasha as one. What else? Yeah, anybody else? There you got it. Shem Yechat HaBegachola. Well, let's see.
That's a covered fire.
Good question. It's a covered fire. What a great question. Fantastic question. The answer is, you uncover the fire. Now, if you'll tell me I'm crazy, look in Tosis. Right over here. On Lamed Chesem and Beis, page 4. We're talking about a case with the covered fire. And there's a question, if you take it off, if you don't put it on the floor, you pour it from one pot into another pot, could you put it back or not? So Tosis says in the fourth narrow line, Tosa says, "Kshuba also mechem shucham lo asa lechatuya. It's a covered fire. Av v'mecha macher, you put it from one pot into the other, shukar, asa lechatuya. So Tos is discussing asa lechatuya in a case of a covered fire. So this is Rabbeinu Tam speaking. Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbo say, is the purest. He goes all the way with Shema Yechata. We already saw the Sharatim, because Rabbeinu Tam is saying for Yosher, Hachzor Shema Yechata. Well, guess what? Rabbeinu Tam holds even Hanochas Shema Yechata. I have to cover the fire, you'll uncover it. This is the opinion of the Rabbeinu Tam. Now, obviously, the Rashba and the Ran, that they say that once the food is Machal Ben Dusoy, there's never a problem with Shema Yechata. And even Hachzara is usher only. Why? Because of Nirikim Mavashal. Kal v'chomer, on a common fire, it's usher only because of what? Of Nirikim Mavashal. There's no Shem Yechata on a covered fire. So you're not wrong. That's your opinion of the Ran and the Rashba. Yes?
So then according to Rabbeinu Tam, is there any nafkamina between a covered fire and an uncovered fire?
Sure. Tremendous nafkamina. If it's a covered fire, then if you didn't put it on the floor, you can put it back.
If it's a covered fire,
why isn't it considered being able to uncover it?
You see?
Very simple.
Because you uncovered fire.
Yeah, I thought we just said that for a nacha, it didn't
fit. Very simple. If I take it off, put it right back, the chances of my uncovering the fire and stoking the coals are small, as opposed to when I put it in the fridge, it's ice cold, and I want to heat it up quickly, the changes are much greater. That's it.
So the Malcolm Rabbeinu
Tam is Oda B'yada. Oda B'yada is put on a covered fire, not on an uncovered fire. Huh? So far, so good, Rebos. Everyone with me so far? You're not happy. Tell me why you're not happy. Everyone's so happy, you're not happy.
If in some cases you're willing to uncover the fire, so it seems that having the fire be covered should never be helpful.
Why?
Because if in one case I think you'll uncover the fire, stoke the coals, and put the cover back, so I also think you'll uncover the fire.
You're a very smart man. You're a very smart man. Rabbeinu Tam is a little smarter than you. So Rabbeinu Tam said, as we saw, let's read it again in the Sharat Tzion Lamed Zayin. Let's go back one more time on page 167. Rabbeinu Tam said, even though it's really considered Machal Ben Dusoy, that's in the case of an open fire. Now we're saying that if it's a covered fire, if it's Mistanen Ksas, just put it right back again, no problem. You put it on the floor, things of this nature, it's going to sound even more, then even in a covered fire, we're afraid. But I'm sympathetic to your position. Very. As a matter of fact, I think we pass like you. Against Rabbeinu Tam. How do you like that? You like it? You happy now?
Okay. I mean, I'm still happy with Rabbeinu Tam.
Okay, but you're happy, with yourself. I'm going to be passing like you. Okay? You're against Rabbeinu Tam. I said, you think I'm back on the wrong horse. But no, I think that I'm passing like you against Rabbeinu Tam. On what basis do I say that? The chutzpah. To go pass like a Tam against Rabbeinu Tam. It's madness. That's not just chutzpah. It's madness. Obviously, you have to have some people on your side to make such a statement. So, the Rush is the one who, from the Bali HaTosfos, talks about Shem Yechata B'Gachal, you know, throughout, until he gets to Hanocha. Then suddenly the Rush, we often follow the Rush, makes a turn, and suddenly embraces, it's page 44, suddenly embraces the idea of Vishal. On page 44, the Rush says, it's on top of the very top of the page, and before they were discussing Shem Yechata, and here he says, but you put it back on a he have it come on menicha gabe karka v'nistalka shir rishona. He doesn't use that tzman, he uses the word shir. V'have kemo shehiya chadasha, so far so good. Last two words. U'bushel b'shabbos. Doesn't mean bishel mamash, it's cold chicken. He means nirekim avashel. So the Rush presumably holds like you, that once the fire is covered, it's not shaykh talk about Shem Yechata b'gacholim. So we're going to switch gears and talk about Nirek and Mavashal. Turn to the Baal HaMor. Again, briefly to the Baal HaMor. Can't spend too much time on the Baal HaMor, but just a little bit. The Baal HaMor is found here on page 18. The first line of the Baal HaMor, he says, Tchilas Kol Dover. You have to know that all the Mishnayos, everything here in this whole parak, is all not to do with Atman against Rashi, but rather, what's the reason for it over here? Ain't the last line of the first column. Einenu ela mishum gzeira shem yechata begacholim. Finished. Everything in the sugya. What's in the sugya? Shehiyah is in the sugya. Hachzor is in the sugya. It's all one big shem yechata begacholim. Okay? However, Rabosai, the Balamor, later on, Rabosai, in the case of Yiniyach Agabe Karka, the Balamor is later. Here we are. Page 23, top of the page, top of the second column, where you see the bracket. Why? Balamor, you're disappointing us. You said before that all the sugars are all because of Shem Yechata. All of a sudden you're doing an about face. The answer is, yeah, all the sugars in the Gemara. Shehiyah, Chazara, all that is what? Shem Yechata B'Gacholim. However, this Easter of Hanukkah on a covered fire is impossible. Like you said, it's covered fire. No Shem Yechata. Must be also for a different reason. Namely, Nirekim Avash. Fine. Rabosai, this is very, very important. Let's chazar again very quickly. Yes?
What does that mean,
Rabbeinu thinks that a hecker only works up to a point. And therefore, once it's totally cold, despite the hecker of the covering the fire, you may uncover it and soak the coals if it's been put down and it's on the floor. Adka. Rabosai. Let's chaza briefly. There's an Easter of Shia, which is Shem Yechata, for sure. Easter of Hachzara, Kuant to Rabbeinu Tam, it's Shem Yechata. What's Hachzara? Putting it back on an open fire. It's Shem Yechata. Easter, according to the Ran, it's Nirekim Mevashel. Why isn't it Shem Yechata? Because it's half cooked, fully cooked, as the case may be. Fine. What about Hanukkah? So according to the Ran and Rashba, certainly it's Nirekim Mevashel. It even looks more like cooking because you're taking it from the floor or the fridge. However, what about Hanukkah according to the opinion of the Rabbeinu Tam? He goes down the line to the end, to the very end. He's a Shem Yechata loyalist. Everything is awesome for one reason. Shem Yechata. Shehiya, Achzara, Hanukkah, all Shem Yechata. And who parts company with him? Two illustrious Gedolim part company, a whole like you, that it's, there's no Shem Yechata in the covered fire. They are the Rush and the Balamor. Wow. But after all, who says we follow them? We can say Rabbeinu Tam is bigger than all of them. Maybe we should follow Rabbeinu Tam and say that really is a problem of Shem Yechata when it comes to Hanukkah. And not an issue of Nirekim Mevashel. I'm going to try to prove the point in a bit of a complex way, but you just have to hold on and try to see if you catch the proof. Catch the proof. Rabosai, there is a fantastic dispute as far as, catch this now, putting something on a covered fire the last minute. People do this all the time. Balabost comes home, she has her whole day of work. She comes home just huffing and puffing, gets caught in traffic, the subway was slow. She walks in before Shabbos, she takes all pre-prepared, of course, our real Eishes Chayal Neyimtza. It's all cooked on Thursday night. She comes back, and she takes the stuff, puts the blech on from the fridge, bingo! Puts it right on the fire just before Shabbos, and goes lights candles. Been known to happen, correct? Mutter or Asa, what do you say? Turn to the Rosh, Rabosai. I'm sorry. Tosus might not like it. Let's say might not like it. Okay? Let's take a look, Rabosai. Take a look in the Rosh. Where are our Roshes? As the famous pun goes, we're on a Rosh on Friday. That's no good. Rosh on Thursday is all right. So the Rosh here is in the third parak. No, let's try the Rosh in the fourth parak. Here it's page 15. The Rosh is on page 15, column 1, last 6-7 lines. Lamed Chesem at base. Im Minyach HaGabe Kaka, Falpi Shadat Al-Havzir, Osir, Vafilu b'erev Shabbos nami also laharzik et the perishes liyam. Can't do it. Now, can't do it. The Rosh himself says, presumably in Paragimel, that you can do it. That's in Paragimel, page 11. Paragimel, end of Simon Bates. V'nirali. No, sorry. Further down. This is past the brackets. Aval mibo'od yom machzirin b'chol inyan. Bo'od yom is absolutely no problem. Right? What did b'chol inyan? He put on the karka. We're talking about the kind of agave karka. So there seems to be a steer on the rush. Can you, if you put on the karka on the refrigerator from Thursday night to Friday afternoon, this sun sets at 4:29 tomorrow, and the woman comes home from late 4 o'clock, she comes huffing and puffing, she puts it on the blech, all the good, delicious chicken kugel, everything she made from yesterday. So the Rosh in Perek Dalet said no. And here he says, yes. Nibod yom, machzirin b'cholinyin. So the Korban Asalam Mem says, well, don't, not Nibod yom. Look around the bottom. Ein ha-pirish ha-fil ha-sam ha-l-chashecha. The Rosh said, no, you can't do that. So there seems to be a steer between Gimel and Dalet. So the one who tackles this, there are many different answers. Is it Teferet Shmuel? The Perek Dalet has an answer. The Korban Asalam has his answer. We are devotees of the Gaon of Vilna. The Gaon of Vilna has a remarkable answer to this question. And this, again, to save time, I'll go straight to his answer. You can find it in your when you see the Gaon of Vilna. You can see it. You all have it. It's in Reish Nun Gimel in the regular Shulchan Aruch. On page 126. So here we have the famous Ramah. We were here before, we'll see it again now. The Ramah says over here, listen very carefully, it's in Reish Nun Gimel, Siv Beis. Start to take the Ramah from the top of page 126. Had it been cold, you couldn't heat it in time. Dino kemo b'Shabbos atzva, mamash like Shabbos. Sok the gra nun, lav zafka, my friend. Not mamash like Shabbos. El the osur b'she'ena grufa k'tuma. If it's an uncovered fire, it's osur. Aval v'grufa mutar b'chol inyan. The harried housewife who does this exactly what the gra is saying. She's a gronik. This harried housewife is follows the Vilna Gaon and will put all of her kugel and cholent just before lichbenchin on a covered fire. V'ein chiluk b'nicho agabe karka or b'yodo or in the refrigerator, that makes no difference. K'moshe kosev haRosh Sham is in Perek Gimel. V'yaf agav de b'Perek Dalet lo kosev kein. In Perek Dalet the Rosh said the opposite. Says the Gra, Sham hetik l'shon atosus u'kedarko. That's a bit of a chiddush, but the Gra says. Why would Tosfos say it's no good? And why would the Rosh say that it is good? Rabosai, by now you should be able to give me the answer. Why does, we're talking about a covered fire before Shabbos, why would Tosfos, a.k.a. Rabbeinu Tam, say it's no good? And why would the Rosh say that it is good? No, help me. No? Exactly so. The Gra is telling us as follows. Tosfos asked it because Tosfos we saw Lamed Chesem and Beis holds Shemi Yechata, Shemi Yechata, Shemi Yechata. It's only Shemi Yechata, and that's Usher on Friday, even though the fire is covered. However, the Rosh, I told you, parted company. The Rosh said she has Shemi Yechata, Hachzor has Shemi Yechata, but a covered fire, there's no Shemi Yechata. Only that Mirzik of Avashel. There's no Mirzik of Avashel on Friday. So the Vilna Gaon is saying that the Rosh will argue with Tosfos. Yes?
When the Rosh quotes Tosfos, don't they say the reason is he might come to do Hashabbos?
When the Rosh quotes Tosfos, very good. When the Rosh quotes Tosfos, he has a slightly different take. He doesn't say it's us or what Shema Yechate B'Shabbos. But rather, Shema what? We saw? Shema Yachzir B'Shabbos. It's a different take. completely correct. It's a different take. And as a matter of fact, one can argue with me based on this different take. Michata, what I said. I told you before that if it's Shem Yechata, it makes sense on Friday. If it's Nerikim Avashel, forget about it. You can actually cook on Friday. But David is correct that in case you say it's Oster on Friday, not don't do A on Friday, lest you do B on Shabbos. Namely, Shem Yechata, which could certainly be a problem. Right? But if it's Nirikim Bevashel, it can't be a problem. We have an in-between case. Don't do A on Friday unless you do A on Shabbos. The A being Hachzara. Don't do Hachzara on Friday unless you do Hachzara on Shabbos. That could be also no matter what the reason for Hachzara is. That's your argument. A great argument. I love it. Let me tell you why it's not so. I'll tell you why it's not so. Rabosai. The Rosh took pains to tell us Kula Chod Gzeira. Kula Chod Gzeira only works in the orbit of Gzeiras. So it's Gzeira, don't do it on Friday because Shem Yechata, on Shabbos, Havzara on an open fire is Aser. Even if Machab and Desoya fully cooked. Why? Shem Yechata, we can extend that Gzeira to Friday to Kula Chod Gzeira. But if the Iser on Shabbos is what? Nirek Mevashel, listen to me carefully, then it's impossible to extend it to Friday. It's not a Kula Chod Gzeira. Nirek Mevashel is one din, and you want to make a Gzeira Otu Nirek Mevashel, you can't call that a Kula Chod Gzeira. Nirek Mevashel is not really a Gzeira, fundamentally it's a Melacha Derabbanan. Now we understand what's going on over here. According to Shita Satosis, it's all Shem Yechata, Shem Yechata, Shem Yechata, Kula Chod Gzeira, both on Havzara, on an open fire just before Shabbos, and two on Hanacha, on a covered fire just before Shabbos. It's all one big thing, Shem Yechata, on Shabbos. Fine. However, according to the Rosh, what emerges? Havzara before Shabbos on an open fire is also why Kula Chod Gzeira. Fine. Shem Yechata b'Shabbos, Shem Yechata b'Shabbos, call it what you please. Okay? However, when it comes to Hanacha on a covered fire, since you're right, that there's no Shem Yechata on a covered fire. What is it? Nerikim Avashel. Now I'm going to say, well, don't do it late Friday, lest you do it on Shabbos. And on Shabbos is also Mishem Nerikim Avashel. That cannot be called Kula Chod Gzeira. They're incommensurate. One is a Din Nerikim Avashel, which is a Melacha Derabbanan. And one is a Gzeira Otu. It's just incommensurate. It won't work. So therefore, the Rosh, according to the Grub, I'm going with the Grub's trap, would be make on this question. Do you understand what I just said? Good. Now I'm going to show you where we pass like the Gra. Please turn, Rabosai, to the Mishnah Berurah. He's a Pesach Achron. The Mishnah Berurah paskins like the Gra against the Korban Asana and the Tiferet Shmuel. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkotan, Ayin Beis. Sivkotan, Ayin Beis can be found on page 169. He quotes it then, if it's so close to Shabbos, you can't put it on an open fire. I know that the last three lines on 169, Mishnah Berurah. There being a group of Ketuvah come over Shabbos. Aval in dato lahachzir v'shlon yichal gabi karka lo b'inan ze grah b'shem arash. Grah b'shem arash. That's the rush in the third parak. As opposed to the rush in the fourth parak, according to the Gemara, is only quoting Tosafot Shita. And what do we mean so far? So if you follow what we're saying until now, Rabbi Osai, what we're saying until now, what comes out? That we are paskening like what I will call the centrist view, a centrist orthodoxy. There are three opinions. The Rabbeinu Tam is an extreme, I don't want to give labels. He's an extreme Shem Yechata, Nick. Everything Shem Yechata. Shehiya, Chazara, Hanocha, all Shem Yechata. We don't pass in that way. In the other corner, of the Ran and the Rashba, what do they say? Shia, okay, that's Shem Yechata. But Hachzara and Hanocha is Nerikim Avashim. What's the in-between view? Shehiya and Chazara is what? Shem Yechata. But Hanoch on the covered fire, because you're right, is only what? A Nirikim Avashel. That's how Psak. So that's what emerges from this Mishnah Berurah, Ayin Beis. That's what it seems to me. Again, Klifi Shita Sarama. This is Shita Sarama. It's interesting. When the Mishnah Berurah that we saw before, in Sivkot and Lamed Zayin, said Shem Nirikim Avashel by Achzara, and relegated the Rabbeinu Tam to a footnote, Sharatian, I'm saying Pshat, because there he was explaining the Mechaber. And the Mechaber clearly learns that this whole issue of Havzara is what we call Nirikam Mevashim, followed around in the Rashba. However, when Halacha Lamaisa, we followed the Ramah, Ashkenazim, he would put the Shem Yechate not in a mere footnote, but he would bring it to the text itself. As a matter of fact, if you take a look at Mishnah Berurah, Simen Shin Yud Ches, Siv Kotten, Tzadi Ches. Take a look. Siv Kotten, Tzadi Ches. We have it over here. It's page 187. He wants to know, what's the problem over here? He's saying Pshat in a particular Ramo. He's saying, what's the problem of Hachzara? Also, the Rabbanan, the fourth line, column one. Mnei Shenirik and Mevashel, V'gam da'osi l'chavus v'gachol. He quotes both. Notice, the footnotes. Nirik and Mevashel, the Rashba and the Ran, and Shem Yechata is the Rosh. Talk about Hachzara. So therefore, it fits in perfectly with our Mahalach. Here he put the Shem Yechata in the text itself, was explaining the Ramah. Now it's the question will be, does the Ramah also hold from the Rikam Mevashel? Maybe the Ramah does not hold from the Rikam Mevashel when it comes to Hachzara. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah is just being inclusive. He quotes the Mechaber's Pshat and the Ramah's Pshat. Fine. This leads us to our next topic for today, which is a Nochri. Yes, sir.
I'm just missing one piece of for those who hold a Mexican Mevashel, why is a covered flame not solve that problem? It's still Mexican Mevashel if it's covered?
Right. We assume if you put it on the floor and put it back on the fire, it's Mexican Mevashel even though the fire is covered. Now, the Maram Lublin went further than that. He said a covered fire can never solve a problem of Mexican Mevashel, but he has the misfortune of being against the Ram. We saw the Ram Beferish. It's Mexican Mevashel Elim Ken Ketumah. So we accept Ketum as overcoming Merzik and Mevashel in the case of Hachzara. Take it off, put it right back again. Put it on the floor, leave it in the fridge for 8 hours, then not. Okay? What's the status of a goy in Nichol Shabbos? So we know there's a general principle we try to avoid using a goy to do what we can't do ourselves. The whole Shabbos goy is only in a pinch. But there's a fascinating Ramah over here. Please turn to the Ramah in Simon Reishon and Gimel Sifhei, page 170. One. See the Ramah, last line and a half. Ramah 171. V'chol ha'dvarim she'osur lasos b'dvarim elu osur lo mala'enu Yehudi lasos. That we cannot tell a goy to heat up a pot if it's cooled off. Wow. Strict position. Strict. Cannot tell a goy. Comes the bir halacha and starts to chip away at this Ramah. Lacha makdeira. I feel the davar yavash in his bashel mikvar vinitstane, page 172, legamri. After ema mishum chashash bishelo, because ain't bishelach a bishel, so it's still a problem. It's still a problem. I'm skipping the brackets, going to line 5. Line 6. Line 7. Pribegadim lamed ches says, cost of line starts, the cave and the kaimalon. The shvus, the tzorach Shabbos show the chatchil. Everybody knows the oldest trick in the book. Shvus, the shvus, v'makom tzorach, v'makom mitzvah. Uvedavi yavesh, ein barak shvus the chazara. Efshar, maybe. Ta mekel bazar de ein Yehudi and gorenbo. Maybe if you heat something up, which is fully cooked and cold and dry, through a guy, maybe we shouldn't scold you. What do you mean you shouldn't scold you? Just say it's okay. It's a shvus, the shvus, the tzorach of Shabbos. What does it mean we shouldn't scold you? So the answer may be that shvus, the tzorach Shabbos is only mutter in a pinch. We don't lead our lives based on shvus, b'makom mitzvah, b'makom tzorach. The reason for that is because, Rabbi Osai, shvus, b'makom tzorach, mitzvah is based upon a principle of sfeika the rabbanon lekula. In the Gemara above a Metzia, Dav Sadi, a Machlokes about Amir Lenachri, the Bakal of Saksam Sharbadisho, it's a question of whether it's Shlichus Lechumra or not Lechumra, and we don't know, so we're making under Rabbanan as a Machar by Daraisis. We try to avoid staying at the Rabbanan Lekula if we can, so we're going to Ram Simon Yud in the beginning of the Or HaChaim. That's why he seems to say, Ein Gorin Bo. But then he says, this is amazing, he quotes the Marit. Even though the chatchila says the Be'er Halacha, who is simin zeh mashma mikama poskim, the ain sovereign came. Kama poskim disagree. When we come back nearer the yesh dismoch, Allah b'tzorach Shabbos halakha b'zeh, who canal b'shem ha'prim egodim. Very strange. Very strange. Question becomes, what exactly is happening over here? Why? What's wrong with this kula? And is there a distinction between my big point, hachzara and hanocha? Notice the bir halacha seems to put them all together. The Ramah is unclear. Ramah says whatever we can't do, we can't ask a goy to do. And the bir halacha says, well, you know, there are some who say shvus to shvus is the chatchila. Some say that. And the Marit is even mata nocha lechatchila, and the Kama Poskim don't hold that way. What do you mean Kama Poskim all the way? The Ramah doesn't hold that way. What's kind of lashon of Kama Poskim? Rabbis, how do you understand Kama Poskim? Kama Poskim? Kama Poskim? What are you talking about? The Ramah. So maybe the Ramah is referring to something which is liquid, and the Marit is making when it comes to a solid, and the Kama Poskim answering by solids as well. What happened to the leniency of shvus to shvus b'makom mitzvah? Rabosai, I'll answer you. This answer could be seen in a number of places. I believe Rabbi Shechta Shalita has it in his Sefer as well. Eretz HaTzvi. I'll just wake you up with a mushel. Just a mushel, okay? A mushel. The Mishnah tells him a Masechta Beitza that we're not permitted to play musical instruments on Shabbos. Who knows why? Who knows why? Who knows why? Bekias. Why may you not play an instrument on Shabbos? Why not? Shema what? Yitak and Kleshir. You may actually fix it. Or break it, you'll fix it. Rabosai, there was some post who wanted to suggest that if you have a mitzvah, let's say Simchas Chosav Vekala, or Tefillah in the old days of a certain deviationist movements, we should be permitted to have a guy play musical instruments for us on Shabbos. Shvus to shvus b'makom mitzvah. Who has ever seen at a Shabbos Sheva Brachos a guy playing music? If you've seen it, raise your hand. No hands up. Why not? Shvus to shvus b'makom mitzvah. Simchas chasav v'kal. Who can answer me? Who can answer me? Come on, guys. Okay. The answer is very simple. Shvus to shvus b'mokom mitzvah means as follows. There's something which is a rabbinical prohibition. If I do it, it's a rabbinical prohibition. If I ask a guy to do it, it's one step down. So the matter of b'mokom mitzvah. That's if it's a malacha de rabbanan. But what happens if they tell me, listen, mister, don't do X lest you do Y. And I decide that X would, that I'll have a guy do X for me. It won't help one iota. What are we afraid about? The guy will do X. The guy will play the guitar. But in case it breaks, guess what? No? Come on, finish your sentence.
The guy will fix it.
Wise guy. I'm going to fix it. What do you mean, why? Because the guy doesn't care. The guy is being paid to pay for the chasen kal. The string breaks. He's off the hook. I want the chasen kal to be happy, so I'm going to fix it. By the same token, I'll have a guy put something on the fire on Shabbos. We'll say it's a shvus to shvus to makom mitzvah. No way. The guy will put it on the fire. He'll go back to his house. And if the coals aren't working well, I'm going to soak the coals. I'd like to show you an interesting expression, Rabbosai, of the Chazon Ish. a beautiful expression the Chazon Ish has in describing the nature of the Isser of Hachzara. Again, once you assume that it's an Isser of Shem Yechata B'Gacholim and not Nirekim B'Vashel. Can anyone show me what the Chazon Ish is? What page? Close by heart. Chazon Ish can be found on page 60 to 69. Okay, let's see if we can find it quickly. Everyone turn to the 60s. This line has been underlined by some illustrious Talmud somewhere, some point in time. Political correctness we will put away for a different time. Page 63. Okay, look what he says. Venire, das haramo. Everyone see, you read it together with me, please. Page 63. What are you afraid about over here, Abosai? You're afraid as follows. You're afraid of Shem Yechata B'Gacholim. The Ein or Yisra, the seventh, sixth line. The Ein or Yisra, Anesino. It's not the action. Ela Mitzius Matzav Zeh Osru Chachamim. Sheshar Shol Shem Yechata. Vakol B'Gal Gzeira. Im yame biatzmo, o ayade nochri, vafilu hamid nochri, o. The next word, please. You say it. Chayav lahasir. Right? So even if. Who wants to translate the word kof? Very good. And so if that individual put it on the fire, I gotta remove it. I have to remove it. It's an Easter of Matzav. It's not an Easter of Maisa. So how's it going to help Shus Malka Mitzvah? He said it so beautifully in the Chazon Ish. Ah. But that being the case, Rav Osai, I want to tell you a Chiddush Nifla Venora Ad Ma'od, which is that although I think we should be in full agreement with the Chazon Ish as far as having a Goy place something in a matter of Chazara on an open fire, I'm not completely convinced that we have to follow this chumrah in the case of a covered fire. Because what did we say before? If you are right, my friend, if you are right, then once the fire is covered, there's no Shem Yechata B'Gachol. It doesn't exist. Why is it Aser? No. Merzik HaMavashel. But Merzik HaMavashel, arguably, that's what we call a Malacha D'Rabbanan. When it comes to a malacha derabanan, Rabbi Osai, then we say that shvus to shvus b'malka mitzvah should work. So therefore, those individuals who have goyim putting chicken and kugel from the fridge on the blech on Shabbos, I'm not saying they should do it. They shouldn't do it. Because after all, even if we'll say that they have to shvus b'malka mitzvah, it only works in a pinch. You shouldn't run your life that way. But if they did it, is what to rely upon. Let's chazer again very briefly. Let's chazer again. The question became having a goy. Where does the goy fit in? So our conceptual analysis is, as best in Chazon Ish here on page 63, if it's an Isser of Maise, then a goy is helpful. Shvus to shvus. If it's an Isser of Shema Yechate, no. The whole state is prohibited. Well, put there by a goy or by a kof, right? Doesn't matter. You got to remove it. So says the Chazon Ish. How's it going to help? Says no. Nope, they cannot introduce the principle of shvus to shvus b'malka mitzvah. So here I want to say, Rabbi Osai, I've been attempting to tell you we follow the centrist position. What does centrist orthodox have to say about this, Rabbi Osai? Let's chazer again. That Shehiya is also Shem Yechata. Hachzara is also Shem Yechata. The Ramo, Ashkenazim, against the Ran of the Rashba. That's a whole rush, the whole story. But when it comes to Hanacha, we abandon Rabbeinu Tam. We say it's also only because of what? Nirekim Avashkos, it's a covered fire, no Shem Yechata. We proved it from the rush, and from the Balamor, and from the Vilna Gaon and the Mishnah Berura. So then if a guy did it, it would be not so terrible in a pinch. It's what to rely upon. Everyone follow my logic? That's why the reasons are so critical over here. The reasons are critical for so many reasons. We spoke about the difference of Erev Shabbos, and where that all fit in. Erev Shabbos Hachzorah, Erev Shabbos Hanacha. And now we're talking about Amir Lenachri, where that plays any role whatsoever, all depends upon the reasons. And our final point for today, and we're just to begin it, we can't finish it, is what we spoke about at the very beginning, the Kedera Agabi Kedera. And I want to call your attention to the fact there's a new device out called the Pele Blech. Who has heard of the Pele Blech?
Pele Plata.
It's called the Pele Plata? I'm sorry.
Is it the Kedera Blech or is it
the... Oh, so there's a Kedera Blech and the Pele Plata. It was just written up in the, I think, in the Jewish press last week. Someone gave me a copy. Of course, it's called the Pele Plata. Ooh, sounds like Pele Ploy, Pele Plata. It's a little alliteration. All right. I believe, as we'll see soon, that the Pele Plata has some advantages over the Kedera Blech, which you may have seen about in the past. But let's go back to the very beginning. This whole idea, and I can't finish this now. I want to leave you in the middle. Mitoch Dvar Halacha. I'll give you a chance to answer this question. I'm going to leave you with, if you can figure it out. Rabbosai, we're just going to learn the Mishnah Berurah together. A little Mishnah Berurah together, that's all. Resh, Nun, Gimel, Gimel, and Hey. We'll start with Hey. Mechaber. Mechaber, Resh, Nun, Gimel, Hey. Just a Mechaber. Resh, Nun, Gimel, Hey. Not Ramah, just Mechaber. Resh, Nun, Gimel, Hey. Mutu, Lo, Seis, Alpikidera, Schamen, B'Shabbos, Tatut, and Espasha, Mirav, Shabbos, called Tzorko. Going panadish, sound familiar? V'chayotze behem, l'chamamon, v'she'ein derech bishul b'kach. We mamash saw this word for word, and which source? Who quoted this? Who? Oh God, the Ran. Who did the Ran quote it from? No. Let's turn back to this. It's important that we see the paper trails everything. Please turn to that Ran, that same Ran we had before. Please, it's very important. That Ran can be found on page... Nun Hey. Please turn to page Nun Hey. Page 26, I'm sorry. 26 in your books. Everybody look inside. Very important. Okay? Let's look inside. So the Ran says on the column 1 towards the bottom, follows up, Kach Kosav HaRashbazal. Whatever until now comes from the Rashba. What did the Rashba say? Word for word from the Mechaber. The Shabbos, Tavshon, the standard mayor of Shabbos, also going Panadish, the same example. Balaz, the Chayotze Ben, the Chaman, Afish, the Yatz, let us go. And he gives the same reason to the Mechaber. Fisha Ein, Derech, Bishop, Bekach. The Mechaber lifted it, lock, stock, and barrel from the round name of the Rajma. Not surprising. He quotes it. Look on the barrel going on the side. Ran, Mishem, and Rajma. Before we go off the Ran, I want to read you, Rabbi Moshe, the last three lines of this paragraph, which has Iran's own contribution to this discussion. Let me look inside. The Evsher, Gamkein, the Ma, means what a kind of a food. Shein Darko Lefos Agabikira Gon Panadish, Vechayotiba. Shein Mutu Lechanaman Bishabis Agabikira Agabikisu Shal Barzel, Koshu Mitzan Varalo. Shadova Mochiach, Shein Onase El Bishul Shi Yitzchamein. Rabosai, the Iran has his own contribution. Namely, we're not going to measure the place in abstract. We will discuss each and every food separately. So even though this particular place may be used for cooking other items, if it's not used to cook this item, then we have a room to be lenient. Keep this in mind, very, very important. Now, before we go back to the Shulchan Aruch, take a brief stop over here. The next page, page 29. Page 30. Page 30 is the Mordechai. Please turn to page 30. Hagos Mordechai, page 30. Please turn to page 30, column 2, a little less than halfway down the column. It's parallel where it says Daf Mem Mebeis Lo Bishvil on the other side. Line, word 2. Vamashkin Baboker V'Ra Shekdicha Tavshila V'Yarishem Akdiach Yosef. His chont is burning, it's going to burn worse. Omrani, says the Mordechai. Sheyachal lahasir, can pull off the pot of chont. Ulaniach kedera reikonis al pi akira, and you can put an empty pan on the oven. Vahavale kira shekegrufa k'tuma, shere kedera so semes as akira, that the inverted pan is in fact a kind of a crooked blech. Vaz yasim as hakedera shachamim ba agabe kedera reikonis. You created a blech on Shabbos. What's wrong? Skip 2.5 lines. V'yizoyer shlo yaniach kederoso al gav ha-karka al yanichena biyodo ad sheyosim ha-kedero acheras al piyakira tevi manach ha-aro lavi motzi sula ha-durik in the parishes ha-sinich ha-gav ha-karka. Forget about it. Good. The Mechaba quotes this verbatim in Sif Gimel. Everyone turn to the Mishnah Brura, Reish Nun Gimel Sif Gimel on page 170. So we're ending with this, Rabbi. I'm ending with a question. Take me a few minutes to present the question, and if you have an answer for next week, you'll tell me. You can catch me during the week and tell me your answer. On page 170, the Mechaba writes in Sif Gimel, Hamashkin Babok, it's almost verbatim. V'roa shikdicha tavshilo v'yare panyaktiach yoseh, we just saw it in Mordechai. Yochol lahosil aniach kedera yeshana reikonis al pi akira. Vaz yosim akedera shatav shem besochai akira reikonis. V'yizoyer shlo yosim kedera osa gabi karka. Stop. Frek the helig of bir aloch. And this is our last maramakum, next to the last. But today is this bir aloch. One more. And the bir aloch like this. The minicha na gabi karka ein al zeh shem chazara kisharot anicha achakach. Uketchilas hanach adamia, the oster of a filo of pikira gufuktuma. Fine, hanach is awesome. Put it on the floor, but lashir rishona, you can't put it back. We just read a beferish in the Mordechai. All right, so it's fine. We read a beferish in the Shulchan Aruch too. Ask to be aloch. Ulech ora solser amachabras atzmo. Dilla come on sif hey. He quotes the Rashman in the Ran. Mutter put the chatchil on Shabbos, even though it's on the fire. Why? Ain derech bishul bekach. It's better than gruf uktuma. It's like mam and negan amadura. Yeah. So it's a steer between gimel and hay. It's chazer again. In gimel, he's only matir if you didn't put it down. And in hay, he's matir even if you did put it down. Steer, mamish from one page to the next. Literally, a steer from one page to the next. The truth is, in our folder over here, it's the same page. 170, 170, they're both open to us. On 170, he says, V'yizor shalo yosim grasla gabi karka. And in 171, he says, Mutal loseh zal pikder eschamin kol tzok panadish, no matter what. And the bishop akap, astira gluya. So he quotes the Dogel Meravava. I'm back on the Bialacha, page 170. Dogel Meravava. Okay, with Dochak Teretz. But the Mechaber relies upon the Ran. What's the Ran? Panadish is unique, because you don't make panadish in this Kira. Dochak Godol. HaMechaber lo sviru leklal shidas haran. The Mechaber doesn't know from the Ran. He doesn't like it. Achakach matzotzi b'grim ha'god. In the last seven lines on this page, sheyishev kzu akusha b'tuv tam. The both sides of the Mishnah is giving his editorial endorsement of the Prima Gaudim, as he answers this question. For who? To besif hey, the last six lines. She'ayri be'omedas al-gabi kederes chamen o'tavshe, which is filled with cholent, or filled with soup, or whatever it may be, or water. Lo nechshav klal, ke'omed al-gabi kakira. Underline those five words. We'll see that they have no source, those seven words. U'lahachi muter af liten l'chadchil l'mishavis. It's not on the fire at all, halachically. Masha ein kein b'inyanenu shakadeira reikonis v'omedas v'aglistam eschom akira shalo yiyu kol kachom nase sakira edeze rakish ar kira grufu k'tuma di osu litin olea b'shabes tavshu l'chatchila. Wow. Uve emes v'moya omed shem v'bol yom k'deira sh'yesh b'tavshu hoya muta litin olea k'kulyama k'deira zu. So a kedera gabi kedera works lechatchanach lechatchila, because the bottom one is filled with food. There's ein derech bishul b'kach. But in Siv Gimel, where it's empty, it's just a kedera reikonis. That's just a blech in a glorified form. Ad kan prima gadim betuv tam v'das. Everyone with me so far? You listen to every word? Now I'll throw down my question, my challenge to you, which if you can answer me before next Thursday, I'll take it. Please turn to our last source for today, which is page 176. 176. We're talking about Kedera Gabe Kedera. So the Biolachas is as follows. the third line of Bialach. Vim ein mechusa bebegodim, there's no hatman issue. Yesh azadin shihui. When you put it agabi kadeira, it's shihui. What does that mean? V'tzarech shiyah adover karsh nisbashal kamacha ben dusoi mib'od yom. That's a rav, that's the ramah. Liel simulation of the past like Hananya. So write the prima mogan avram and the prima god. Rabosai, we are in la la land here. We have a major problem in the Bir Halacha, and at first glance, it's not just the Bir Halacha, but it's a major problem within the prima godim and then perhaps even the mogan avram as well. We just got through reading together in Reish Nun Gimel a beautiful Tuv Tam endorsement of the Prima Gaon's view that a full pot is much better than an empty pot. A full pot you can take from the fridge and put it on top of the full. That's a famous Kedera Gabi Kedera, the Pella Plata. No problem. If it's just an empty pan, nah, it's just a blech. Once you put it on the floor in the fridge, you can't put it back. Correct? Did we just see that a minute ago? Emes? Yes, okay. So what's better? Full. What's worse? Empty. Now look over here. It's mind-boggling in Reish Nun Ches. It's exactly the reverse. We have a rule that we just saw before in Reish Nun Gimel that you have something which is on we pass like Hananya. If it's Macha Ben Rusoi, it's Mutter on Friday on an uncovered fire. Okay. What about on a covered fire? Again. It's Chazer again. If it's Macha Ben Rusoi, it's Mutter on an uncovered fire from before Shabbos. If it's less than Macha Ben Rusoi, then it's also, even Hanani agrees to that, okay? That's an uncovered fire. If it's a covered fire, for sure it's okay, no matter what. It doesn't have to be Macha Ben Rusoi. You need a covering of the fire to be matir. Rabbi will say less than Macha Ben Rusoi. That's clear according to the opinion of Hanani. So now the Bialach is telling us that a covered fire is not, a fire that has on it a pot full of water or soup or cholent or whatever it may be, accomplishes less than a blech. In Reish Nun Gimel, he said it accomplishes more than a blech. They can even take something from the fridge and put it on top of it. As opposed to blech, you don't want to do that. And here in Reish Nun Ches, it tells exactly the reverse. If you have a blech, you can put on before Shabbos food, which is less than Macha Ben Rusoi. But if you have a pot full of food on the fire, chicken soup, cholent, chicken, whatever the case may be, and you want to put something on that fire, on that pot from before Shabbos, no, it has to be Macha Ben Rusoi. Which means it's the same as if there would be no covering on the fire. So the pot is considered the equivalent of no covering. It's mind-boggling. In Reish Nun Gimel, he says the pot full of food is much better than a blech. And here in Reish Nun Ches seems to say a pot full of food is worthless. It's not even the same as a blech. This is my question. Those who look in the Ma'amar Kofa, does this question bother you? I'm not sure what's the full set of those who look at the Ma'amar Kofa. Okay. But now that you've seen the Ma'amar Kofa, this question should bother you. Does it bother you? Okay, so you have to get there. So Bosai, you have a week to think about it, and please come to me and answer if you have one before the next year.
A musical instrument, I don't understand. Yeah. Number one, if you would be making a wedding for your children, the musician says, listen, my violin string broke, so...